Brilliance Audio presents Blood of Zeus by Meredith Wilde and Angel Payne, performed by Jennifer Mack and Jacob Morgan. Chapter 1. Kara. The only thing worse than being a demon is being a Valari. Being both means I get to hear every whisper in the room as I make my way into the lecture hall and past clusters of students. That's Kara Valari. Why does she even bother? They're like the worst people. I find their faces as I go, not breaking my stride. Sometimes looking people in the eye is the only way to shut them up. They avert their gazes one by one. Whispers are easy to hide behind. So are the salacious remarks that no one can hear except me and the guys who've uttered them under their breath. I don't even have to look at them to know I'm not interested. In their case, eye contact might just confuse the issue. For the sake of everyone's education, I climb the stairs to find a spot in the back of the hall, so people will hopefully forget I'm here. As I take my seat, a blonde in the front of me pretends to take a selfie. I'm definitely in the background. I can't wait to read the caption. I've been at Alameda University for 3 years, but for some, the novelty of sharing a class with anyone above D-list celebrity status never seems to wear off. The beginning of a new term is always the worst. My tolerance after any extended time off campus is dangerously low, and chances are high the Valari name is twisted up with some fresh Hollywood gossip, no less damaging for its brevity in the trash news cycle. Of course, I'm not the only one here who was born into a famous family. My grandfather was one of the most renowned screenwriters of his generation. The award statues on his mantle have been long forgotten. Now, our family finds the spotlight more often than most, but for far less commendable reasons. Our reputation follows me around everywhere I go, as inescapable as my biology. I fumble in my expensive leather backpack for a notebook and pen, exhaling a tense breath. I silently reach for a degree of self-control that doesn't come naturally, as raw emotion tries to claw its way past my cool exterior. I lift my head at the sound of a door slamming, which silences the whispers. Even from my elevated vantage, I'm fascinated by the towering height of the man who paces into the lecture hall. His expression is hidden with his downward gaze. His mouth is obscured by a golden beard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?